other one, so I'll make sure it's working right. Okay, if you don't care, just go ahead and say your name.
Granum Brett.
And the year that you graduated from high school?
1940.
Okay. And the date, today's date is May 28th, 1998. Just so we'll have it on there.
Yeah, like, I didn't know that part.
Well, it's May 29th, it's not 28th. I don't even know what day it is, that's not. Okay, so you didn't live at the settlement school, right?
No.
Okay, where did you grow up?
Right here.
Right
across the creek over.
So on, I guess you call this Leburn?
Leburn.
Okay. Now how'd you, I guess how many years did you go to school up there, was it?
Well, I went some to grade school, and then I went 4 years of high school.
And how'd you hear about the settlement school? Or?
Well, everybody here knew about it. It was part of the economy of the neighborhood then.
Mm-hmm. Did other people in your family go to school up there? Or?
Yeah, all my brothers and sisters graduated from there.
How many people was that?
Well, I got one brother and two sisters.
And I guess when you were up there, and this would probably be high school, probably what you were the best, what sorts of classes did you take, or ones you remember?
Well, I took the basics, math, English, and I took manual training, typing, vocational agriculture, general science, just all basic.
What sorts of things did y'all do in manual training?
We had a project and we built here usually You may get just one or two projects here according to the size of the project. And you'd have so much class and then so much, so maybe half hour class and half hour work.
What sorts of things did y'all like learn in there, maybe to make or build or?
Well, I built a desk 1 year and I took a mechanical drawing 1 year. And that was about all I did. I made an end table 1 year. You didn't make a whole lot of stuff. You just, most of the class work and how to use the tools. And they were just starting to get electric tools in, and I wouldn't let nobody hardly fool with them unless we had a lot of instructions on them.
Yeah. What classes were your favorites when you were in high school up there?
Well, vocational agriculture and I like English pretty well and math pretty well. And, well, I usually picked the classes I liked. I liked practically all of them that I took.
And that,
they didn't have your schedule made out when school started.
Mm-hmm.
It took about 2 weeks to work the schedule out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd make your schedule out, maybe it's conflict with this or that, and you'd have to change it and work it around. It'd take about 2 weeks to get the classes worked out.
And that other one you're talking about, that other vocational class, what sort of things did y'all do in there?
Mechanical drawing?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean or vocational agriculture?
Yeah, the agricultural one.
Well, that was probably the favorite one because we got to go out and visit farms and stuff, and practically all the time in there. And we went to Berea to judging contests. And
So that was a pretty involved class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. If they don't have a class like that.
I don't know where they do it or not.
I don't know, Beanie. There might be now. There weren't when I was in high school. Let's see. Who were some of the teachers that you had, maybe, like the... Because we're trying to, you know, because, of course, a lot of the teachers that taught then, most of them aren't around now. So
well, most of the teachers was people came in here
mm-hmm.
from Massachusetts and
right.
the East. And, Pearl Combs, he was a native of Knox County. Edie K. Smith,
mm-hmm.
she was from Perry County. And, I can't think of the name.
I was at your
That's your diploma. Yeah.
Well. You've got all that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Huh. So this has all the teachers on
here. Yeah, that's all the teachers. I was practically all there the 4 years that I went.
Mm-hmm. Which ones do you remember being your favorites?
Well, Pearl Combs was the favorite.
Why is that?
Yeah. Well, his wife was favorite. And she taught English. Pearl was a basketball coach, and he just come there the year before I went. He come there in 39. And he was getting to build a good team, and he was a favorite for everybody. And, Miss Cobb, she was a favorite. Miss Tannis, everybody liked her.
Uh-huh.
Well, practically all the teachers, everybody liked.
What was Pearl Combs like? I mean, what kind of personality did he have?
Well, he could mix with anybody. He's just one of the gang, as you'd say.
Uh-huh.
And he could mix with anybody.
Yeah, because that's what other people have said that I've talked to. They always mention his name and
yeah.
they like him.
Yeah.
What did you like about Miss Cobb?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say, but she was just a good old woman. That was.
Mm-hmm.
She taught history and French and Latin, and she was just a good old woman, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. What did you all think, or maybe what did people say, if you remember, about all these women that just came from, like, far away, Massachusetts and places? What did people think of them?
Well, they thought everybody liked them, because they wasn't nobody hardly in the county qualified to teach high school and courses that they taught.
Mm-hmm. So I know sometimes, you know, when people come in to do stuff like that, sometimes
yeah.
people aren't too keen on that. I didn't know what
well,
people thought about
everybody
it.
Liked them. There was a water mill
mm-hmm.
right up here where Combs and Rome furniture is at. And back then, the creek would freeze over. We had cold winter. And they would bring children from the settlement up there, and they would skate on that till after dark, through the winter of eve, and then walk back to town.
They'd bring the ones that stayed up there?
Yeah.
Well.
You see, they had, most all them teachers was from up there in the northeast, and they were skaters and so
mm-hmm.
forth, and they liked the ice.
Now, did you ever do any work over at Settlement School? I know the people that stayed there on campus worked there, but I didn't. Some other students worked.
No, I never did work in there.
Okay. What were some things that y'all did during school, like activities or clubs y'all had, or did you do anything like that?
I believe they call it Recreation Hall. It's up on the left, the back of where the dining hall used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And well, where the new one's at now. They built a big building. But I believe it's called Rec Hall, Recreation Hall. And we had parties and dances and stuff up there quite often. The sponsor of the senior class would take us up there, and we'd, the sponsor, it wasn't just senior class, but any class wanted to go could.
Mm-hmm. So y'all had dances and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play any, like, sports or anything when you were in high school?
No, it was, see, they didn't, back then, they practiced basketball at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have had to walk, school around in Hyman until time to practice, and then left to walk home.
Mm-hmm.
At night. And I just didn't see that.
Yeah. Did you go to the basketball games? And
yeah,
things?
Yeah.
What were those like?
Oh, they were there. They was more enthusiasm then than they are now. The gymnasium was in that old high school building there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be packed, just standing room only, every time they'd have a ball game.
Uh-huh.
I'm back in seeing Pearl was getting a good team there in 39. They was runners up in the state, and everybody was hyper on basketball then.
I'd say so. Were you ever around Miss Watts much?
Not too much. I've met her, and I know her whenever.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about her? Did you?
Well, I never did have nothing much to do with it. I just, what she's done was about the only thing I know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot.
What about, I don't, were you around Mr. Steele much, James Steele?
Oh yeah, I've known him ever since he come here. He come here one summer as a missionary, and he stayed right out here. One of my aunts had it out here. Him and three more fellas.
Mm-hmm.
No, two more fellas, I guess it was. Jack Adams and Jim Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us camping and organized games and stuff for us all summer. And then he come back to the settlement school. About the time I went to high school there, he come, and he was there all the time when I was in school.
Mm-hmm. So you went with him on like those camping trips and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard somebody was telling me, Lorraine Tomko was telling me about how he used to take people on that.
Yeah.
What was that like, going on those?
Oh, we'd go out and we'd cook or supper. Well, it was something like the Boy Scouts. Well, was on something like that.
Do you think that was a good thing for y'all to have? Or?
Well, that was about the only thing we had to do then. Uh-huh. There wasn't nothing much. And they was here all summer, and they organized ball teams, baseball, softball, volleyball, and stuff like that, and we played that.
Did y'all play that stuff before they came, or?
No, none amounted, some in grade school, mm-hmm. but none amounted to anything.
Were there any other people I didn't ask you about, maybe that were, I guess, people that kind of stand out in your mind that were at the settlement school or that you met through it? Like, you know, people like Mr. Steele and Miss Watts, people like that, because there are so many different ones.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if there's anybody else that...
E.K. Smith, she was there all, ever since I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Till, I don't know,
what was she like?
Well, she was a strict teacher. She made you get your work. But back then, school was different than what it was. We had classes was 45 minutes and then 15 minutes study hall to get your class next day. They'd sign your lesson, give you 15 minutes to work on your lesson for the next day. And then you had two study hall. You had no homework. You got your work all in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they was all willing to help you. If you had any questions, you didn't have to hesitate to ask them. Mm-hmm. And they would answer.
So your school, what was the kind of the structure? I mean, was it strict or was
the old boy, he was strict. You doing right. Hey, there was no talking in study hall, and they was, we went to town every day at dinner, because they didn't have no lunch room then or nothing, and
mm-hmm.
most soldiers, practically all the students went timing, and well, we didn't eat at a restaurant, we eat at a grocery store. You get a big flat bologna, 5-inch thick for a nickel, and a bottle of Coca-Cola or some kind of drink for a nickel, and they'd furnish the crackers and the mustard or whatever you wanted to go.
So you went to town for lunch?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, how did you get to school every day?
We had school bus. They run school bus. I think they started the bus the year I started high school, 36.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a school bus and they run it down to Clear Creek a few years before they run it back this way.
Okay.
And up to then, all the students walked. And you didn't miss no days. They wasn't no snow days or nothing else. If there wasn't nobody there but two or three, they still had school.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't think about missing unless the water was up. That's about the only time you ever missed water up, because snow or anything, you just waded through it and you got to school.
Now these ladies like Miss Watts and people like that and the teachers that came in, because I know some of them would just come and stay for a year or two and teach,
yeah,
and then leave. What, did they do things in the community that you know of, or was the community involved with the school?
They had weaving where some people out to work there and wove stuff and they had crafts or something like that. People made work there and made baskets for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they shipped off. And all the year, they'd people around and gather holly with berries on it. And they would ship it, sell it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of, like, other things they did besides just, you know, teach classes and things like that.
Yeah, they anything was good or to help the community, they did. They did a lot of stuff.
Well, what kind of, this is kind of just a general question, what kind of how do you feel about the Hyman Settlement School, or just from your standpoint of having gone to school there, gone to Hyman High School, like what has that meant to you, being able to get that kind of education?
Well, it's meant I wouldn't have got it if I hadn't been there, so, because I was no high school in Canton. Carr Creek had one, which was similar. It was started by other people, but as far as the county and stuff of it, there wasn't no high school. And that was the only school with above the grade school that there was in the county.
How do you feel about your quality of education you got there?
Well, they give you education. It was too bad they don't have education like they give now. As they taught us citizenship, they taught us government, they taught us how to act, and they just taught you how to be a good citizen. And everybody that got there, get class. Well, it was just like something. Your class members was something just like your family. They was to most of them. You know everybody in school. It wasn't. I think it was 350 some students the year I graduated. There's 35 of them in the class, senior class.
I guess you would know everybody then.
Yeah. And you stay together. It's not like school. They have children together this year, and next year it'd be another set of them together. When you started school, you stayed with the same bunch till you got through the eighth grade, and when you got in high school, you stayed with the same bunch till you got through high school. And you had rules, you had to, there was no smoking, absolutely no smoking, no pool playing, and no dancing.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Not at all?
Not at all. Not. I asked the school there as they could be, but there wasn't no dancing noon. If they called them dancing, they'd expel them for a week.
You mean dancing during school, or just?
Yeah, at noon there. See, most everybody went to time at noon there, and they had them restrooms there with them piccolos in them, music boxes, and they danced and got caught. And a week, they'd be expelled for a week.
Did people ever get caught dancing?
Yes, sir. They expelled about 50 one time down there for playing pool and dancing.
Who caught them?
The principal.
Well,
it was just like one of these drug hits.
It's a dancing hit, though.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. They probably wish that's all that kids did now. Get trouble.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? This is just another opinion question for you. What do you think that the settlement school has meant just to the area in general, overall, the things that it's done? You know, the fact that so many kids got to go to school there. And
well, it's people have advanced on up to higher degrees and so forth. And that's you take the lawyers and stuff like that. There's many of them would never got the education to be if it hadn't been for the school. And then teachers. Teachers who wouldn't been no teachers for some tell them how long they hadn't been for school. See, you could take a test, but you didn't have no school at all. If you passed the test, you was qualified to teach school.
Mm-hmm.
So they,
that's true.
And they brought the qualifications up.
What about other things that maybe these ladies brought in? I know some, like when I talked to Ursula Davidson.
Yeah, she graduated the same time.
Yeah. And she was talking about how when she went to school there, she learned so much more, you know, like you were saying, than just things get out of a book, like she learned how to write a correct thank you note and things like that. How important do you think all that was, the extra things that you got to learn?
Well, you learn more about the country, the world, out of these mountains here. And well, in school, Miss Standish had a travel club. Mm-hmm. And we'd sell candy and stuff, get the money, and then we didn't have no spring vacation and nothing then. KEA. So I think it'd come in April sometime, I believe it's 3 days we'd get off something.
Mm-hmm.
And she would get a bus and take the travel club, and we'd go to Frankfurt, Harrisburg, and Mammoth Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And spend 3 or 4 days on a travel trip.
And
most of us had never been out of the county.
Really?
Yeah.
What teacher did that?
Miss Standish.
And so you think most kids probably never would have got the opportunity to...
Uh-uh. Well, you take in that vocational agriculture. We went to Berea and the University of Kentucky and all different places to livestock shows and judging contests.
Mm-hmm. Those are just questions I had written down, but I'm sure there's other things you remember about being in school there. Maybe something that stands out in your mind that I've kind of not asked you about, or something that when you think about being in school there pops into your mind.
Yeah.
Or maybe just something I've left out that you think might be important that somebody might want to know about that place.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of that.
Well, that might just be it then.
Yeah. It ain't much, but...
No, that's good. That's